Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube 88.9 FM. This week, it's Mental Health Week, and today I'll be talking with Maite Sir Mora. She's a student in the Fine Arts program at Bishop's University, and she has a project. It's an online art show that brings together different community members to create a collective work of art to address the theme of mental health. I'll also be talking with one of the participants, Dennis Ashby. You are a student at Bishop's University. I believe you're in the Fine Arts program?
Yes.
Okay, and what year are you in?
I'm the first year.
Okay, now you're both residents of Moshack. What exactly is Moshack?
So Moshack is an apartment where...
It's semi-autonomous housing for people living with mental health struggles. We all have our own apartments, but there are mental health support workers who come in every day at the office. We have meetings once a week, one-on-one kind of follow-ups, and we do community-based activities.
Now, that's in Lenoxville?
Yes.
Now, Maite, you have organized an art project, is that correct?
Yes. So it was for a class, and I started to ask people if they wanted to participate to two workshops. So the first workshop was to dye on T-shirts, and the second workshop was about to do embroidery, to do sewing, and also painting on the T-shirt. And the participants were invited to share their opinion or their perspective about mental health with images or with writing.
Okay, so you had some workshops at Moshack. That's where it started?
Exactly.
And from there, I guess it branched out.
Yeah, there was 12 participants.
And how many workshops? Was this just for the residents of Moshack, or did it include the community?
There was six tenants, and there was also six people from the community. So it was open for people from Sherbrooke.
And I guess when the COVID crisis started, that the people from the community didn't participate anymore. Is that correct?
They were not able to come to the workshop physically, but I produced some kits, and so they were able to come pick them up at my shack outside of the basement. They were in a plastic container, and people were able to pick up their T-shirts that they dye, and there was like some products that art supplies for sewing, to do embroidery, and to do painting.
Were you handy with sewing or embroidery before this?
Yeah, I really like to do sewing. I have a sewing machine at my apartment, and it's something I really enjoy to do.
I said I definitely wasn't handy with that kind of thing before.
Okay, so it was something new for you. So the project, it's based on the theme of mental health. Okay, now it's going to be an online vernissage, and I guess the exhibit itself will be online for a while?
Yes, it is. Until June 1st.
Until June 1st. Tell us a bit about the art show.
Do it online, and the T-shirts will be shown by sharing the screen. And there will be four participants that will share their process. Maybe Dennis could talk a little bit about what you will share.
I'm one of the presenters in the opening tomorrow. Talking about my T-shirt, which I don't want to give the whole story, but I called it basically battle scars, talking about struggles I went through in my life. I essentially made it about past injuries and living with post-traumatic stress disorder. So I made my shirt. It kind of looks like a crime scene, to be quite frank. It's got red paint and scars and stuff I added all over it.
And did you find going through the process of making these T-shirts, if it helped you quite a bit?
It was definitely, it was a reflective time. It was very helpful in that sense.
Okay, reflective time. What about you, Maite?
I really wanted to create a safe space where people could share about their emotion or their opinions or their experience with mental health, because we all have one mental health to take care of, and we can be touched about it because we have a diagnosis, or we can live with someone in the family or a friend. So I really wanted to have an opportunity for people to create and to use colors and to use like writing to express themselves. But as a facilitator, I really enjoy talking with people and be able to help them with the art, to like to show them the right technique to really allow them to do what they wanted to express. So it was a very nice experience.
It was more of a support role. She helped us bring our ideas to fruition.
Did you learn anything about yourselves while you were doing this project?
Definitely, I did.
And you, Maite?
Just to be careful not to put too much pressure and to be like very kind with you. Yeah, with yourself.
Yeah, it's so important to be kind with ourselves, because I think we beat ourselves up the most, more than somebody else probably could.
Yeah.
Okay, mental health touches everybody. That's true. So how does vernissage work?
To the website of the library, the Bibliothèque Lenoxville Library.
Okay, the Lenoxville Library.
And to click on exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be the link that you can click on it, and it's on Thursday 7th at 7 p.m.
Okay, so go to type in Lenoxville Library, I guess, or Bibliothèque Lenoxville, and there's a link there, and it's a Thursday, May 7th at 7 p.m. Now, are you going to be selling the t-shirts, anything like that?
Oh, no, it's all the participants kept their t-shirts. It's all for them. They kept it. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a message for people out there about mental health?
Oh yeah, sure. Like, don't stay alone. If you or one of your friends or someone in your family is struggling with mental health, we have a lot of resources. And it's really important to ask for help, and you will receive help, that's for sure. And on the website, we put all the resources that is available in the Eastern Township.
Good message. And you, Dennis?
Yeah, don't be afraid to reach out. Oftentimes, getting the process leading up to you actually reaching out is a lot more daunting than the reaching out itself. Like, I don't know, a lot of anxiety surrounding it. So people tend to overthink things and they worry that the services won't help them personally. And also just, you're not as alone as you think you are in your struggles. A lot of people tend to think that they struggle alone, and that's definitely not been the case.
Okay, great messages. Do you find that you have a lot more pressure because of the COVID crisis? Has it made a big difference?
I think it would give a difference, because it's a way like of doing the t-shirt project, the collective artwork. It's really to try to break the taboos about mental health. And because you said due to COVID-19, it's really important to talk about it. Because we are isolated, it's difficult to to feel that we are in a community, like that we are supported. So I think just to really don't feel ashamed to talk about it and to, yeah.
I've definitely heard of people who are struggling a lot more with being alone, and sometimes, like we were saying before, we're not the kindest to ourselves. So sometimes being stuck alone when you're not necessarily the kindest to yourself is challenging.
Mm-hmm. Well, we wish you all the luck on your project, and that's the virtual vernissage Thursday, May 7th. So just go to the Lenoxville Library and press on the link. And this project is in collaboration with Moshack, the Lenoxville Library, and the City of Sherbrooke. Anything else you would like to add, either one of you, before we go?
No, for me, it's perfect. Thanks.
Sorry, no, I just had a question for Maite, but it's not important to me.
Okay, and you, Maite?
No, I have nothing to add. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you both very much, and all the best on your project and in the future. Okay, thanks for being with us.
Bye.
Okay.
Thanks for your interest. Bye-bye.
Bye.